it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 28 of the Kiss of Death podcast, the number one Rockets podcast for the Fans First Sports Network. That's Pops. I'm Mike. Follow us on Twitter at Kiss of Death FFSN. Pops is not on Twitter because he doesn't know how to download it. Pops, what's going down?
Hey, I know how to turn on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think you do, but that's...
All right.
We took our sabbatical for the summer, if you will. We are back to Sunday and Tuesday nights right here on Twitter, my Facebook, and the Facebook for the Dream Shake. Shout out to the Dream Shake. Ragnar, go Cowboys. That's not important. Let's talk all things Houston Rockets. We're still a couple months away, but we do have some news surrounding our favorite Rockets team. Let's get right into it, Pops. We got some stuff to break down. So here's the thing. So I'm seeing a lot of, and it's going to be all this type of talk for the next, I would say, 6 weeks until they go to camp. I think they go to camp late September, I want to say.
End of September.
Yeah, end of September. They start playing preseason games middle of October. So for the next like 4 to 5 weeks, it's going to be, there's going to be people doing Mount Rushmore of Rockets basketball. You know, I don't want to deal with people putting Yao Ming and Tracy McGrady on Mount Rushmores of Rockets basketball. We're not even going to talk about that. So we're going to talk kind of expectations as we look into next season. I'm starting to see a lot of more storylines, things like, can this Rockets team be a playoff team? you know, where are the hidden gems for this Rockets team? So shout out to Bleacher Report. These are where the stories that I'm finding. So we'll start with two overlooked rising stars that are sitting on the Rockets roster that maybe not enough people are talking about. The two names, according to Space City Scoop, is the second is Jabari Smith Jr. I'm trying to find, Jalen Green and Jabari Smith. Is it your opinion that Jabari and Jalen are the two best players on this team? The rising stars, if you will.
As of right now, today, hello, Stephanie, how are you?
Oh, look at this. We got a phenomenal crowd here.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
My boy Ryan. We got
It's like a who's who is coming out tonight. Wow. Yeah,
mom's had too much Diet Coke. She's saying high gam instead of
high gam. Renee, that could also be high fam, too. Thank you very much.
Very well could be, but we're going to go off. She may have had a little too many bagel and lox earlier today. So, but in your opinion,
yes,
is it Jalen and Jabari for this team for you? Because I don't think so. Like, if you're talking about rising stars, the two best players on the team next year, I ain't going Jalen and Jabari.
You're talking about this year coming up.
I'm talking about upcoming in this next season. The title of this story, and our boy Anthony Duckett, who's been on the show before, overlooked rising stars hiding in plain sight for the Rockets. And his two names are Jabari and Jalen.
Well, see, I don't know if you could really consider Jalen hiding in the weeds, okay? Jalen's been our most – what word do I want to use? I mean, the Rockets don't make it on TV very much. They're not talked about at all. But when they are talked about, they're talking about Jalen Green, okay? The guy's athletic. I mean, the only one who comes close to his athletic skills was you, okay?
Oh, that's fair. That's true.
You in high school. But I'm going to tell you, I think, and I get it, a lot of people love Sengun. I love Sengun. Well, I don't love him. I'm going to tell you, I think overall, I think Jabari Smith Jr. is going to end up to be the leader of this team. And I'll tell you why. Ooh. I think the guy's a great defensive player, okay? He admitted himself that he goes, I learned a lot. I had a horrible year because we only won 20 games. I like that. I like to hear that.
He only had a bad year because he was being coached by a guy that couldn't coach a fourth grade girls basketball team out of a paper bag.
Well,
I mean, come on. He sucked. I mean, he was horrible. Silas was horrific.
But if you watch towards the end of the year, the guy started hitting some game-winning shots.
100%.
He, Jalen Green is a given, but I'm going to tell you, I like the fact – now, I would love another big man, okay, on this roster.
But you don't like Jock? You don't like Jock Landale?
What's his first name? Jock?
J-O-C-K.
Jock.
Jock.
Okay, Jock Ewing. I don't know.
Wait. Before we move on, how much to get a jersey that says, quotation mark, open – the jock strap, closed quotation.
Hey, what if we got shirts that said we're jock supporters?
See, what did the principal in Greece say? If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. See, you guys listening to the show didn't even realize that you would get Greece talk tonight.
Now I'm going to tell you, I don't know a lot about Jock Landale.
Landale.
But I remember just bits and pieces of him. The guy's a hustler. He's a rebounder. But
you know who he is? You know who he is? He's Isaiah Hartenstein. That's who he is. He's Isaiah Hartenstein. There's nothing wrong with it. He's fine. They don't have enough muscle on the front line, though.
Well,
they're going to get bullied at the five. But
Jeff Green doesn't give them muscle, and I agree with you.
I don't agree with that. I think Jeff Green, there was an article that came out today on the Dream Shake. Is Jeff Green going to have an impact on this team? He better. He better have an impact. What, they gave him $8 million a year? He better have an impact.
I like a Rashawn Holmes type of guy.
You like him? Like you'd like to take him out to dinner? You'd like to show him about town?
Yeah, I'd pay for dinner, no question.
Where would you take Rashawn Holmes to dinner? In the city of Houston. On a recruiting trip. If Lewis Brown was in charge of the recruiting, the recruiting meal for Rashawn Holmes, if he was a free agent.
Papa's Barbecue.
What?
Yeah.
You take him to Papa's Barbecue?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's horrible.
Where would you take him?
Papa's Brother's Steakhouse. Had a great meal there last night.
Well?
I take him to Kenny and Ziggy's. I would take him to a Perry Steakhouse, if you will. Papa's Barbecue doesn't even enter the conversation. Look, we're the most interactive Rockets podcast, I would say, in the game. We'll talk. Are you guys going to cover our Rockets players in the FIBA World Cup? Alperin, the White Mamba, 2.0 Şengün, and Dylan Brooks. Look, I don't put any stock in the FIBA World Cup. Who are they playing? Like, with all due respect, they have talent. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's putting up like 90 points a game for Canada. The USA better win it all. I don't put any stock in it. Like, I see these highlights being shown. Who cares? It's like the triple A version of preseason basketball to me.
But as long as they don't get hurt,
yeah, I don't care.
Like the fact that some of these guys are coming into camp in pretty decent shape already.
Yeah, and you know, getting on that note.
Who's Brooks playing for?
Canada.
Brooks is? I didn't know.
Dylan Brooks. Oh, Canada. Houston Rockets center Alperen Şengün sets the bar high for himself for this upcoming season. Of course, like everyone else, my goal is to become an all-star. That's nice. His goal is to become an all-star, and he doesn't talk about winning a title.
Winning a title.
I hope I can do that. Last season, Şengün improved his numbers, averaging 15-9-4 while establishing himself as a starter. Look, I like Şengün. Like him.
I like him.
Hold on. I've got the picture here somewhere. Hold on. May he rest in peace. What did Paul Reubens say? I like you. Oh, that's the thing. I like you too. Daddy! Listen, I'm just throwing this out there. I like Şengün. I still don't love Şengün. I got to see more when we start camp, when we start playing games. I need to see more defensively from him before I go out buying a jersey at Academy. I mean, look, these jerseys are like $196 a piece at this point. Like, good God. I mean, to buy a hat, I have to refinance my house. I'm not buying a jersey of a guy that hasn't shown me a ton.
I can promise you I will never own a jersey of Şengün.
And it's so funny because if you go to Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it nowadays, if you have Şengün slander, it's like there's two camps. Either you love him or you hate him. I'm not in either one of those camps. I'm in the middle. I like what I've seen from him. I got to tell you, I don't think initially the game that he played last year overall is not an Ime Udoka kind of guy. I think he's too flashy for a guy like Udoka. He's got to get better at the smaller things. He's got to become better defensively. He's got to become a better screen setter. Think about Udoka's one season in Boston. Al Horford is a great screen setter, and he's a guy that does whatever the coaching staff asks him to do. Landale fits that mold better than Şengün does. Şengün's the better player, but Landale matches what Udoka looks for in a big man, is the way I see it.
Well, to me, Şengün, and you and I have argued about this, to me is...
Very respectfully, by the way.
Well, no, nothing but. No, is Paul Gasol light, okay?
Stop calling him Baby Jokic. Stop. People out there.
You never heard me say that.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people out there. Oh, he's like Baby Jokic. Listen, Baby Jokic would dribble circles around Alperen Şengün.
Well, and we saw last year. I mean, he didn't play bad, but I'm just saying.
No, offensively, he was a stud.
The Lakers were able to get away with Paul Gasol because they had guys like Shaq and Eldon Campbell kind of doing a lot of the dirty work, while Gasol was more of the, you know, Gasol didn't like to mix it up down low, you know?
Finesse. He was more finesse. He was a good passer. He was a good free throw shooter. Şengün is fun. Like, he's a fun guy. Would I like to go out for a Lithuanian dinner with the guy? Yeah, probably. I'd probably have to take a couple of Pepto-Bismol before and after. But does he seem like a nice guy? Is he solid offensively? Yes. All of those things are true. You and I haven't done a show in a while, but here's my point, right? And I hope this point comes across.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, the coming weeks, and we got some cool stuff planned for the next couple weeks. The only thing that matters is, I'll ask you this question. Can you envision Alperen Şengün being the starting center of a team that is competing for a title? Yes or no?
I am going to say that I think right now, with the way they are rebuilding this team with Fred VanVleet, and you got Brooks, and you got some other guys. Can I see this team challenging for a playoff spot? Absolutely.
I think they're going to make it.
Oh, I think they're going to be a playoff team, no question. Don't feel, Ryan, the hate. There's no hate.
There's no – listen, I can't say it any clearer. I don't – listen, it's not a love-hate thing. It's a he's not a center.
Well,
period.
If Ryan wants to see hate, he could have watched me the night when Victor Winnebago or Baby Giraffe heard that we got the fourth pick and he started celebrating. So to me, that's hate. I think that's childish. Well, and I think a lot of the Rockets noticed it. I'll tell you that.
It's not hate. It's opinion-based, right? He's been a part of this. He's going into his third year. 2 years in a row, the Rockets have had the worst record in the league. And the thing is if you start to see those things happening more often, him getting beat defensively every single night. He's not a great rebounder. On a team of other not good rebounders, he can't even get into double digits. And he fouls too much. His foul trouble is terrible. So that's the reason why I asked you the question. Is that my opinion, in 2 years, Şengün will not be a Rocket. He won't be a Rocket.
I'll take that bet.
Because I don't think he's going to vibe with Udoka. How would you feel about a Joel Embiid coming to Houston next season?
Ooh. I would kiss Ryan Santoro on the lips if that happened.
Well, it depends on what you give up. It depends on who you're pairing him with. But Embiid is a monster. I want to talk about Harden here in a little bit too. Because I feel I would be remiss.
Remiss. Like, yes, you would be remiss. Yes,
you like would. That word for the show? Remiss.
I'm very is that a hyphenated word or one?
I'll be honest. I don't know. But the thing is, you know, the Rockets are in the news. And to answer Ryan's question, thank you for obviously participating in the show tonight. We greatly appreciate it. My biggest thing is watching the FIBA World Tournament. I don't get into tournaments like that because they don't matter. Like this in-season goofy basketball tournament that, I mean, we're going to watch, and Pops is probably going to buy the shirt and the hoodie and the hat, you know, to go along with this in-season tournament. If my birthday's around the same time, so if it comes in the mail, I thank you. But, like, those things don't matter. The only thing that we should be focusing on is building a roster that can compete for a title. And I give the Rockets a ton of credit because they've taken steps towards that this offseason. Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet, Jeff Green, Ime Udoka. Those are four signings that go a worlds of a way to help get this back to being the heart of a champion type organization. Tillman Fertitta finally put his grapefruits on the table and said, I'm tired of losing. He broke open the piggy bank. You know, he found that Landry's, you know, horseradish costs $2.99 extra when you order a $46 steak type money and right. started to build the roster. So to answer your question, would I love a Joel Embiid on this team? Yes.
I would like Joel Embiid. I would like somebody either him or like him. Not at the purpose of gutting our team, though. Then you're back to school. Then you're back to square one again.
Well, it depends. Thank you so much, Greg, for tuning in.
Greg Cohen, where you been?
It all depends on what you would give up in that type of scenario. Let's talk about James Harden.
Plus, I don't think Daryl Morey will ever deal with us again. So there you go.
Here's the thing. They're going to force him to come to camp. This is not going to end well for Philadelphia. I don't know what they're trying to do, but there's a great picture out there where there's like a fat suit that's hanging in James Harden's closet.
I saw that.
Like it has him grabbing the fat suit out of the closet.
I saw that.
Which is great. Report, Philadelphia 76ers and James Harden talk. Like, what are things that James Harden could do to get traded? Like, what if he shows up to the first day of camp with like a stripper on each arm and they each have like an inflatable pole that they just set up in each corner of the gym?
That might do it.
That's so cool.
I don't understand. And I guess, you know, somebody will write a book one day, maybe not in my lifetime, but I don't understand what happened with that bromance between him and Morey, man.
It's easy. They haven't given him a long-term contract that he's willing to accept. It's all about money. Money, okay. Listen, let's get real for 5 seconds. Money is ruining the NBA. Ruining the NBA. The fact that Jaylen Brown got $100 trillion from the Boston Celtics, are you kidding me? He got $300 million for 5 years. What has he done?
They had no
nice player.
But see, you don't have – they had no choice.
They did.
No, how? What did they have a choice?
We didn't have to give them $300 million. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Contract that will be impossible if they ever decide to trade him.
But it's like, okay, across the league it's happening. Like LaMelo Ball got – what, 250 plus million from Charlotte? I mean, Jordan's obviously sitting at a blackjack table drunk trying to give away that contract before he gets out of the building. Morey fleeced Harden. I don't know. I don't know about that. What, I mean, how did he fleece him? I wouldn't take on Embiid. Oh, yeah, better yet, let's go into the season with Jock Landale and Alperen Şengün. We're going to get killed up front at that position this year. Now, you got to hope that the guard play – because the Rockets are going to have really good guard play for this year.
And I think Dylan Brooks is going to make a difference on the rebounding side.
No, I think so too. And, I mean, if we're talking about Dylan Brooks, I love the Dylan Brooks signing. I'm a massive fan of Dylan Brooks. I think Dylan Brooks brings a toughness. I look forward to tuning in every ninth or tenth game and seeing Dylan Brooks trying to fight somebody. Now, we're going to watch, obviously, every game. I'm just talking about every 8 to 10 games. He's going to get a technical. He's going to throw a hot dog at somebody. He's going to try and fight another team's player. Like, I'm here for that.
It's like a hockey game.
Kind of. That's what Dylan Brooks is.
So let me ask you a question. Let me put a question out there for
our
hundreds of people that are tuned in.
Well, we appreciate it so much.
If you were Tillman, would you pony up and bring Jeff Van Gundy in to work with Craig Ackerman?
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm glad you – this is a great question. Look, sensational question by you. The answer to the question is yes. They need to bring him or Murphy back. There's no offense to Ryan Hollins. It's like listening to a vanilla, like a wall painted with the most boring vanilla color talk. Like, he's not funny. Like, he talks about, oh, it's Margarita Monday. Yeah, Ryan, we're down by 40 points. Like, like, yeah, okay. I mean, this is also the same guy that didn't even put Jordan in his top two players on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith. I think he's come a long way from that. Ryan Hollins is like that food at the buffet that, like, one out of every nine people eat.
Well, and I think Hollins,
he's so boring,
was at the time when this team was, I think they personally had trouble finding somebody to take that job. I'll be very honest with you.
Van Gundy or Murphy? Those are the two guys.
If Van Gundy was going to be on the broadcast, would you not tune in just to watch that?
Oh, I listen. Outside of them, I'd bring in Vernon Maxwell. Let Vernon come on the mic. Now, between Vernon and Dylan Brooks, there's a fight that breaks out. It's over. I mean, it's done. Like, we're going to win any fight that breaks out. On the real, I would love Jeff Van Gundy. The fact that they let Van Gundy go, and I'm sure he was expensive, and ESPN, we don't need to get into any sort of reasoning that they're losing as much money as they are, but they had to shed salary, and they had to do it quick.
But Jesus, they got rid of Mark Jackson. They got rid of Van Gundy. Did they get rid of the guy who goes bang, John?
I know Mike Breen. Wasn't it Mike Breen?
See, nothing.
Bang! I love
that. I don't care who broadcast if they're good, but I'm sorry. Doris Burke and J.J. Redick just don't cut it for me.
I like J.J. I like J.J. a lot. Kendrick Perkins is too much of a loudmouth loser for me. Listen, honestly, the best thing for me would be do a three-man booth. Ackerman, bring in Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy. You have the three of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No, you couldn't afford – first of all, you couldn't afford it.
Well, they could. I mean, if Tillman, you know – I'm not going to get into that.
Let Mark Jackson do the away games with Ackerman and let Van Gundy do the home games.
Yeah. So the last thing we're going to cover tonight, because we are going to go live on Tuesday as well. Per Bleacher Report, one tough question the Rockets have to answer. Will desire to win compromise teams' growth? It's an interesting question. And you know what?
Why?
I don't care about growth. I don't care if each player has a growth coming out of their neck or their forehead. I just want to win. I don't care who does it. I don't care if Jock Landale has to play 48 minutes a night. I don't care if Kevin Porter Jr. is playing 39 minutes a night. Just win the damn games. Well, that's all I care about.
I don't know why I don't know why you have to have either one or the other. Okay. We've been watching, this is growth. Okay. We've been watching growth for the last 3 years. Jalen Green, Josh Christopher, Garuba.
Two of the three gone.
Jabari Smith, Tari Eason.
Great.
God, I'm drawing a blank. Who was our first?
Garrison Matthews.
No, the twin.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Amen Thompson,
Cam Whitmore.
It's enough.
We've got the pieces. They've got to shape up. To quote Udoka, youth is not an excuse anymore.
No.
Sorry. Nope.
And this is the thing, is like they end this article, being bad for one more year isn't the worst thing, as the Rockets owe a top four protected pick in 2024 to the Thunder. Highlighting the incredible amount of young talent in Houston is the most important part of the 23-24 season. I could not disagree with that statement anymore.
I agree.
Because if you wanted to do that, then don't hire Ime Udoka. Don't sign Fred VanVleet. Don't bring in Dylan Brooks.
Well, like, I'll say this.
You're building a team.
If that was the case, I don't think Udoka would have signed.
No, there's no way.
I don't think VanVleet would have signed. I don't think Brooks would have signed.
I don't agree with two of those guys. Brooks and Fred VanVleet signed here because we offered them the most money. Let's be honest. Like that's what it is.
I don't think the market for Brooks was all that hot.
I think it was hot. I don't think it was 4 years, $80 million hot. I think Udoka, first of all, if there was one legitimate team that could sign Dylan Brooks, because Brooks was going to get 3 or 4 years and $14 to $20 million a year. The Rockets paid on the higher end of that because
you have to when you suck.
I agree.
You have to overpay.
But I agree. But it goes to your point that you're saying those guys wouldn't have come here if they had that mindset. I don't agree with that, because they came here because we offered them the most money, which we should, because we royally sucked the last.
I think Fred VanVleet could have had his choice of where to go. And I think if he felt like, let's pretend.
Pretend?
Who would you even, there is no baby giraffe next year, is there?
No, I don't know. Because the Rockets are not going to be drafting in the top five next year.
No.
If everything works out, this is going to be a playoff team. And people are going to be like, oh, why would you want to make the playoffs when you're only going to be a 7-10 seed? Dude, let's go back to the last 3 years when you go into Academy and there's more Houston Dynamo and Houston Dash memorabilia being sold than the Rockets, because they became a laughing stock the last 3 years.
Well, those are also the same people who gripe when their football team loses an exhibition game.
Miss me on that. Like, miss me on all of that. Oh, yeah, CJ Stroud sucked in his first game. Let's trade him. Good God. Like, go get a life. The Rockets make the playoffs next year, we'll be in the building. That's all I've asked the last 3 years, because I want to go watch this team play.
I agree.
This team is going to be fun. Look, I ain't getting anywhere near Zion. There's enough strippers and exotic dancers doing that in New Orleans. We don't need to be doing that here.
Ooh.
Ridiculous. I'm telling you, listen, starting the new season off at the Kiss of Death podcast on fire.
Who are your two – what word am I looking for? Your two sleepers that at least get a two-way deal and come to training camp from what you saw in Summer League? I know one of them. I just don't know their name.
Oh, I mean, I think Matt Mayer is a player. I think Matt Mayer, the kid from Baylor, I think he's got everything you could want in a stretch guy. And I like the kid that came from the – University of Houston.
What's his name?
Hinton.
That's the guy. Nate Hinton?
Nate Hinton.
How big is Nate Hinton?
6'5". You know who he is? Nate Hinton is Corey Brewer 2.0. Love me some Nate Hinton. Love me some Nate Hinton. Matt Mayer is a guy that, in my opinion, I think is going to make some noise. I know people are excited about this Jermaine Samuels kid. As of August 2nd, signed a two-way deal. Last year, he was in the G League. During his time in the G League, playing with guys who played at, Mount Marymount and Virginia Commonwealth, 18 points, 9 rebounds a game. He's going to be fine. But, yeah, those are my two guys, are Mayer and Hinton, I feel like are going to make the most noise.
Wow. Okay.
This has been episode number 28 of the Kiss of Death podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us here on Facebook and Twitter.
Thanks to everybody.
Live Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. Make sure to join us right here. We got some cool stuff coming up this week. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death podcast at Rockets FFSN. You can follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, at Mike Brown underscore 2020. Follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. You can also follow the Dream Shake on Twitter, at Dream Shake SBN. We'll talk with you.
You can follow me at 7 Acres Nursing Home.
That's true. It's 9:04, and it doesn't change the fact that the Utah Jazz have never won an NBA title. We'll talk to you Tuesday night, Rockets fans.